This is F.M. Perry, and I want to thank you for joining us for this program. The subject of today's program is God's love flowing through a Christian to others. In our last program, we discussed the fact that God's love flows continuously from God to His people on earth. Today we want to note the fact that God wants that love to move on. He wants the people who receive His love to pass it on continuously to other people. Love must flow on like the flow of water in a river if it's to accomplish the purpose for which God intends. Think about the continuous flow of love from person to person as we read some of the actual words that Jesus spoke about love. These are words of Jesus spoken in the book of John. By this, all men will know that you are my disciples, if you have love one for another. And another time he said, just as the Father has loved me, I have also loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in His love. These things I have spoken to you, that my love may be in you, and that your joy may be made full. This is my commandment, that you love one another just as I have loved you. What does Jesus want to accomplish with this flow of love to and then through His people on to others? The Apostle Paul gave the answer when he said this about God's people, and this is over in Paul's Ephesian letter. Paul said this, for we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God created beforehand that we should walk in them. You see, when God's love flows through a person, it causes that person to do the good works that God created him to do. For instance, God's love flowing through a Christian causes the Christian to serve others. It causes the Christian to preach and to teach the gospel to others. It causes the Christian to care for the sick and the hungry and the poor. Loving someone means you're willing to serve someone. So when love flows from God through us to others around us, it performs the purposes of God toward His creation. So I suggest we think of love in analogy to water in a flowing stream, or in analogy to current in an electrical circuit. As it flows, it performs work. Christians receive great benefits for themselves when God's love flows through their hearts to react with their own loads of worldly life. But God's love is not intended to stop there in the Christian's own heart. It seeks a continuous circuit into other hearts. If it can flow through the Christian into the hearts of others, it will perform the good works for which God intends. And the flowing will continue in a closed circuit, giving glory to God. But if the flow of love stops, the circuit is open. No current flows in that circuit, and no good work is done, not even in the hearts of the Christian, much less in anyone else. Love, like electrical current, really does not exist if it does not flow. It must be exercised to perform good works. On the other hand, when it does flow, it's not dissipated or lost or even diminished when it is passed on to others. But now abide faith, hope, love, these three, but the greatest of these is love. In our next program, we'll discuss the third great gift that God gives to every Christian, the gift of hope. This is F.M. Perry, and this program is my labor of love from me to you. Thank you for listening.